With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding a missing man. At 10:40 Wednesday morning, the Sheriff's Office got a call of an abandoned car on private land off of East Circle Drive in the town of Somo in northwestern Lincoln County. It belonged to Mitchell Reed of Winneconne. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says they were called to do a welfare check on Reed Sunday and could not find him. He is listed as missing and possibly endangered. Reef was caught on a trail camera about a half mile south of his car just before 9 Sunday morning. The sheriff's office says anyone who may own property in the area should check their trail cameras to see if there is any sign of Reef. This request would include people in southeastern Price County. People are also asked to keep their eyes open for anyone matching Mitchell's description. Reef is 5'8", 250 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. If anyone sees someone matching his description, please contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. DNR conservation wardens and canine units have been called in to search for Reef. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved deer season recommendations. This will be the first season under the new deer management units. The Northern Forest Zone, which is about the northern third of the state, had the most changes to its units. Since there wasn't any previous data for county deer advisory councils to work off of, the DNR created an antlerless deer quota and permit calculator to help them. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR deer program specialist.
When all the dust settled after the process of those 24 Northern Forest units, six of them recommended permit availability that was below the recent averages, and eight recommended right at about what the recent average has been, and 10 recommendations came in above the five-year average.
The DNR recommended all the changes the CDACs approved except one. The DNR wanted Grant County to hold a holiday hunt and extend its season. The CDAC did not. The board went with the CDAC's recommendations. Bill Smith is the board chair.
I really support the CDAC process and the local discussions that go into this, the broader base of consideration on deer management. And in most, in many cases, they know the best for what's going to work in their area.
The 2025 antlerless deer quota recommendations have been increased 7% across the state. Although the Northern Forest Zone has been reduced 11% in size, antlerless permit availability has increased 10% following two mild winters. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has refused to hear challenges brought by Democrats seeking to throw out the battleground state's current congressional district boundaries before the 2026 midterms. Democrats asked the court to redraw the maps, which would have put two of the state's six congressional seats currently held by Republicans into play. But the court on Wednesday, for the second time in as many years, refused to hear the challenges. Republicans hold six of the state's eight U.S. House seats, but only two of those districts are considered competitive. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has handed a victory to the Republican-controlled legislature in a power struggle with Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The court on Wednesday struck down his partial veto of a Republican bill in a case that tested both the limits of his broad veto powers and the legislature's ability to exert influence by controlling funding. The court also agreed with the Republican-controlled legislature and said it can put funding for certain state programs into an emergency fund under the control of its budget committee. Evers had argued such a move was unconstitutional. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office has announced a temporary safety zone and closures near the Wausau Municipal Airport for the Wings Over Wausau Air Show Friday and Saturday. This will impact a large portion of Lake Wausau. Boaters should be aware that Lake Wausau will be closed from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on both days of the event. At Bluegill County Park, the boat landing and trailer parking by the boat landing will be closed. Vehicles or trailers parked in the restricted areas during that time risk being towed. The parking areas for vehicles without trailers and the park itself will remain open for the public to go to and enjoy the show from there. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. June is National Pollinator Month, and an agricultural group that aims to empower women in conservation is bringing awareness to how prairie restoration can aid the declining population of bees, butterflies, and other pollinators in Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Through its Wisconsin Women in Conservation program, the Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is showing how reintroducing native plant species, among other practices, can reestablish these endangered habitats that support an entire ecosystem. Christine Johnson with the Institute says their current focus of pollinating lands and communities is intentional for many reasons.
Besides being a place of empowerment for women in this space, which has traditionally been male-led in focus, we are also reminding folks that conservation is a practice that should persist even as our resources are depleted.
Johnson says a lot of folks in their network want to do this work but lack resources. She says despite DEI and conservation guts to their programming, the Institute will continue to host events throughout the year. One on Thursday for women in Wisconsin will focus on prairie restoration. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.